This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A coordinated Taliban assault on a military base and police training center in eastern Afghanistan on Monday morning has killed more than 100 people. At least two officials are confirming the attack in the central Maidan Wardak province. This man is a local resident who said he felt a big explosion around 6 in the morning, adding, "I thought there was an earthquake." A suicide bomber drove his car into a checkpoint in northeastern Syria on Monday, injuring several soldiers of Kurdish-led forces during a joint convoy with U.S. allies. A U.S. military spokesperson said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. President Donald Trump calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the government shutdown a non-starter. This as a partial U.S. government shutdown reaches its 31st day. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
France's data watchdog fined Google nearly $57 million on Monday. French agency CNIL said Google had failed to provide users with transparent information on its data consumer policies and how their personal information was used to display advertising targeting them. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Monday she would try to break the deadlock over her Brexit deal by seeking further concessions from the European Union on a backup plan to avoid a hard border in Ireland. May also urged the leader of the opposition Labour Party to join cross-party talks to break the deadlock.
I regret that the Right Honourable Gentleman, the Leader of the Opposition, has not chosen to take part so far. I hope he will reflect on that decision.
The leader of the UK opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, responded by calling May's attempts to seek cross-party support for her EU withdrawal agreement a sham.
The logic of that decisive defeat is that the Prime Minister must change her red lines because her current deal is undeliverable. So can she be clear and explicit with the House? Which of her red lines is she prepared to move on?
Corbyn also said his Labour Party had prepared its own plan for a new comprehensive customs union with the EU and would not rule out the option of a second public vote. Israel confirmed early Monday that it carried out airstrikes on Iranian military targets inside Syria. The Israeli military said the strikes came in response to Iranian forces launching a surface-to-surface rocket from Syria aimed at the Golan Heights. Israel said its airstrikes targeted a military site at the Damascus airport, plus other sites. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported the strikes killed at least 11 pro-Syrian fighters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Israel will strike anyone who tries to harm it. The world economy will be more sluggish this year. The International Monetary Fund warned on Monday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
The bottom line is that after 2 years of solid expansion, the world economy is growing more slowly than expected, and risks are rising.
Lagarde, citing trade disputes that have seen China slow to its weakest pace in 30 years, as well as the impact of rising U.S. interest rates. The IMF cut its forecast for global growth this year to 3.5% from the 3.7% it had predicted in October. Zimbabwe's High Court ruled Monday that the security minister had no authority to order mobile operators to shut down internet access to customers during protests last week, and that the firms should immediately restore unrestricted access. We have more international stories for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.